I later moved to London, and in London became aware of AIDS and people dying from AIDS. You know, a lot of the people in my social group at the time were dying from this disease that swept through London, you know, swept through the gay scene. People felt very powerless, and I was amongst the people who felt quite powerless, so I didn't know quite what to do, so I went and learned massage. Sounds a bit odd, but it just felt like something that I could be doing to help people towards the end of their life, to manage pain, and I did that. And worked at that lighthouse for a little while. And my mum and dad fell ill, so I came back to Liverpool and then was part-time in the university here and volunteered for Mercy Body Positive at the time, who were in with Maryland Street Needle Exchange and was run by positive people, but they had a group of therapists who were delivering therapy to people who were using their service at the time. And we had close connections to Mercy Aid Support Group, so, you know, I knew about the phone line and the buddy service, and we did run concurrently. Obviously, the fight against AIDS, the battle against AIDS was so huge at the time. So overwhelming at the time, really, but I think that Mercy Body Positive was very active in doing what they could for the local community. And obviously now things are quite different for the local community, so areas for activism have changed. I've become a little bit more involved in specifically HIV positive women's events and policy formations and strategy. So I've become a member of Sophia Forum and POSFEM, and that's great because it means you get to meet other women in lots of different situations regularly at meetings, and you get to know who you can contact for information about various bits and pieces. You know, you get to network, and that's really good because I think within a political movement, networking is very, very valid and very, very important.